O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, children, this morning, as yesterday, we have the Mass of the Immaculate Conception, and that symbolizes the octave, or the 8 days, that stand for heaven and for eternity. If we love and honor our Blessed Mother here below, we pray that we may one day be happy with her, the Immaculate One, in heaven. Today, as it happens, we have a saint to talk about who is very devoted to the Blessed Mother. You know how our Blessed Mother appeared in the 19th century to a French nun. Saint Catherine Laborain gave her the miraculous medal. We had that feast day on the first Sunday of Advent. Well, a couple of centuries before, this priest, Father Peter Fourier, himself was inspired to strike a medal, and it was in honor of the Immaculate Conception, an image of Mary. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us. Almost exactly the same prayer. And because of this devotion to the Blessed Mother, he was able to do great things in his life wherever he went. However, just as all of the true saints and servants of our Lord, he had a lot to suffer. Well, he was born in a part of France called Lorraine, which is towards the, sort of like in the middle of France, almost a little bit on the west side of that country, and went to school with the Jesuit fathers and was extremely intelligent and very gifted. So much so, he wanted to be a priest, and everyone wanted him to join because he had a beautiful singing voice and he was very handsome and very well spoken. But he didn't want to join a rich order, nor did he want to have an important position in the church. Rather, he was inspired to join a small sort of a falling apart order, which had priests that were very worldly. Every priest kind of lived in his own house, and he got money, and they just said the prayers, but they said them quickly, and that's all they did all day long, aside from entertaining themselves. Well, he joined this order called an Order of Canons, and he kept all the rules, and he was very holy. You know how it is when someone starts keeping the rules, children? You think to yourself, well, who do you think you are? Are you better than everybody else? And so he was persecuted almost his whole life long because he just wanted God, God's praise and God's glory. Well, never mind. Our Lord used him to do great things. Later on, when the time was for him to go and be a parish priest, again, he had his pick. He could choose many places, but he chose to go to a parish where the Protestants or the Calvinists or Presbyterians had made a lot of mischief, and the church was abandoned, and the altars were bare. Well, he went to this place called Matincourt, and he was the priest there for many years, and he made the altars as beautiful as possible, and the masses as attractive for God's glory. And he gave very interesting sermons. Sometimes for his sermons, he would have a small group of people up front, sort of, and they would ask him questions. And he would talk about the virtues and the vices, especially, and show people how they could live a good life. And the people learned a lot that way. And between that and the beautiful masses, they started to practice the Catholic faith again. Aside from that, he was like the Curie of Ars. He stayed up almost all night long praying and was always ready and willing to help out the poor. Well, one thing that he saw really needed to be done was to have some schools for girls, because back then, girls weren't allowed to go to school and they didn't have any way of learning even their faith or how to be Christian mothers. And so he founded an order of canonesses, sisters who said the divine office, but who also taught girls, poor girls, for free. And this was in honor of the Immaculate Conception, the very feast we're keeping. He just started with one, first of all, and as usual, there was a lot of complaints and persecution, but that's just a sign you're doing the right thing. And he was successful, so successful that eventually there were dozens and dozens of monasteries and free schools for girls all throughout France. Towards the end of his life, of all things, his country, called the country of the Duchy of Lorraine, was invaded by the French king, and everybody had to take an oath of loyalty to the new king, the French king, Louis XVI. Only our saint wouldn't, because he was a patriot, and just as we love our country, United States of America, he loved his country, the Duchy of Lorraine, and he wouldn't take that oath. He said, no, I'm going to be loyal to my own land, even if it's been invaded. And so he had to leave and to go into exile. And there in exile, in Burgundy, which was next door to Lorraine, he died. After a wonderful life of doing so much for others and never, ever, ever thinking about himself. What was the secret of his strength? Well, I think one thing surely was that he honored the Blessed Mother very much. Now it's Advent, children, and we're sort of thinking, how can I get ready for the coming of Jesus? And if you're older, you're thinking, boy, it's almost Christmas, and what have I done? Probably not too much. What needs to be done in me to get my heart ready? An awful lot. My heart is like the stable of Bethlehem. That is to say, some days it gets quite an accumulation of stuff there that shouldn't be there. I need a good St. Joseph to come and sweep it out. What's the best way to get your heart ready to do something good for our Lord, to make him a place? Why, the very best way is to be devoted to Our Lady. That's why we keep her feast day not just for one day, but for all 8 days. Each day, let's try to honor Our Lady more. Let's try to ask her assistance more. Let's honor her Immaculate Conception. And because today is the feast day of a saint who started a teaching order, maybe we'd say a special prayer for our teachers today. Maybe we'll try to be especially hard to be good students. But remember, the key to everything is Mary. You go with Mary, and you will go well. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen.